This is JIS News. Coming up, $100 million upgrading works for Maypen Hospital. Primary school principals urged to discontinue academic screening of potential students and MSME policy to be tabled June. Details after the break.
Recognize clients and colleagues with a corporate gift that's one of a kind, or Golden Jubilee snapshots of post-independent Jamaica and award-winning publication. Call the JIS today.
I'm on the mission.
Now the news. The Health Ministry has committed up to $100 million for upgrading works at the Maypen Hospital in Clarendon. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says Cabinet has already approved approximately $64 million of this amount. Work to be carried out at the hospital include the modernization of its radiology department at a cost of nearly $28 million.
We're going to be spending, as it relates to improvement in the sewage system, $8 million. To improve the security area, somewhere about $5.4 million. We're going to be expanding the area for accident and emergency and equipping that area. That is going to run somewhere in the region of $15.6 million.
Security services at the hospital will be boosted with the provision of surveillance equipment and completion of grill work. Meanwhile, the ministry has committed $1 million for a major Labor Day project at the hospital. The health minister is appealing to the business community to partner with the project. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is calling on primary school principals to desist from imposing academic screening on prospective students. He says the ministry has received reports that principals have been administering aptitude tests to prospective students, rejecting those who fail. This in the hope of maintaining high academic averages.
The primary schools are to be the neighborhood schools. It is not appropriate for children to be traveling from Spanish Town to Papin or similar distances, because that school is considered better than the school in their community. It must be the ambition of the entire system to ensure that we have some modicum of quality and of good purpose in each school.
The minister was speaking at the recent launch of the Educate Jamaica project. The $43.9 million project seeks to address inadequate education performance at the secondary level by applying the principles of governance, leadership, student-centered strategy, accountability, and stakeholder involvement, as stated in the 2004 Task Force Report on Education Reform. The proposed Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise, MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy is to be tabled in Parliament by June. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says in light of the 2013-2014 budget debate slated to get underway on April 18, it is unlikely that there will be adequate time on the Parliament's schedule to accommodate the matter prior to June.
The MSME Entrepreneurship Policy represents the first intervention of its kind that provides a coordinated, coherent, and targeted framework to support the MSME sector. It is a comprehensive effort to buttress the sector through policy intervention aimed at removing barriers to the sector's growth and development and its contribution to job creation.
Minister Hilton was addressing an MSME Alliance public forum in Kingston recently. The framework for the MSME policy was established through island-wide consultations with key stakeholders, resulting in the formulation of a 14th draft based on their recommendations. And the Transport Authority and HeartTrust NTA will on May 6 begin an island-wide rollout of the Public Passenger Vehicle PPV Driver and Conductor Training Program. PPV drivers and conductors are required to complete the training program in order to be issued with a badge. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keane Williams, says the initiative is part of strategies to address indiscipline in the transport sector and ensure safe and reliable public transportation.
The training program was designed to treat with that aspect of things by providing the operators with the relevant information on the sections of the legislation governing their operations, the transport authority's roles and functions, and to also deal with customer service.
All existing license and badge holders, as well as new applicants, are invited to register for the program at the offices of the transport authority. The training program will at this time be of no cost to PPV operators. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.